Republicans have reportedly offered Puckett a spot on the Tobacco Indemnification and Community Revitalization Commission and given assurances that his daughter will be reconfirmed as a juvenile circuit court judge. Governor Terry McAuliffe will call a special election to replace Puckett, but it will not come soon enough to affect the outcome of the budget standoff. Democratic Senate Caucus Chair Don McEachin of Henrico.
We certainly regret the fact that he's leaving us, but we wish him and his family Godspeed.
McEachin says he does not believe a budget will pass without some form of Medicaid expansion.
We had always said in the Senate that we had a bipartisan approach to making sure that the 400,000 hardworking Virginians who are without health insurance get health insurance. We certainly have sufficient voting strength to continue that position. In reality, Senator Puckett's resignation doesn't affect that bipartisan agreement.
Jeff Ryer, a senior advisor to the Republican Senate caucus, says, quote, "Our first priority would be to figure out a way to jumpstart the process. That doesn't mean there will be an immediate resolution on Medicaid expansion or the budget, but it would at least get things moving. If we were to wait until the 24th when all the Senate Democratic budget conferees returned from vacation, there would not be enough time to enact a budget by July 1st. The governor is allotted 7 days to introduce amendments, so the real deadline for General Assembly action is much sooner." End quote. Political analyst Dr. Bob Holsworth.
My sense is that Medicaid expansion, I think even before this, was most likely going to occur with what I would think would be an administrative action by Governor McAuliffe. I think it's even more likely that that's going to happen right now in terms of Medicaid expansion.
Holsworth points out that Senator Puckett is one of the last rural Democrats in the General Assembly, and keeping his seat from the GOP could be a significant challenge. He says the consequences of the Puckett resignation and subsequent special election could be far-reaching.
It has obvious implications for both the budget and Medicaid expansion over the next few weeks. But if the Republicans are actually able to take the Puckett seat and to gain an effective majority up into the 2015 elections, here in Virginia, it has the potential of changing the entire nature of the McAuliffe governorship as well. And so this is a critical moment in Virginia politics, not only for the next 3 weeks, but for what happens in the special election.
Today, Senate Republicans are expected to call the chamber back to the Capitol sometime later this week. Craig Carper, WCVE News.